Welcome to Sorta Sophisticated with Pete and Amanda.
Okay, so I go to YLS the other day to get bagels. You know YLS, right?
No.
What's YLS? You totally know YLS. It's by Home Goods and Trader Joe's. It's
like Zip what?
No. Okay, it stands for the Your Belinda Shop.
Oh.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, like, Shop Hay.
Yeah, kind of dumb. Okay, whatever. But that's not my point. My point is I'm getting bagels Sunday morning because I'm a nice guy, right? And of course, the person there turns like the iPad thingy
to you.
Right to my face,
yeah.
Right? And like staring at me at whatever, 8 o'clock in the morning is the 18%, 22%, 25%. And then in the little teeny corner that you barely even know unless you go there enough, it says no tip. And then of course I hit that while, you know, genius is staring at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever, I'm an asshole. Like, I don't care. Like, what they do? They shove.
They took my order.
Six things in a box, like, yep. As they should have.
Yeah.
Bingo. Exactly. That's why the donuts cost what they cost. And I walk out, I feel totally judged and everything. And I'm like, why am I feeling bad right now? This is so dumb. And so I look this up, and there's actually like a phenomenon. It's like a psychology thing. It's not an accident. This shit is totally engineered. So this is how this episode is born, because I figure you and I have the great tip debate, and we figure out how the tip turned into this like most passive aggressive financial transaction in human
history. I don't think you want my opinion on this.
Oh, we're locking in.
Okay.
We're doing this. I mean, we might even be on the same page. It doesn't even matter.
Right.
I just figured the idea of tipping, I think a lot of people have opinions about. And so it would be more of like a fun episode. I mean, I guess if you're outside the United States, this is very culturally relevant. If you're listening in like Denmark or, you know,
I mean, it's still
else.
Fascinating. Though.
Yeah. So
okay.
Here we are, everybody. Welcome back to Sort of Sophisticated. I'm Pete, and with me as always is Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
I don't know if this is quite culture, chaos, and curiosity colliding on this one.
I mean, it kind of is, because it is a very like American culture
thing. We're
doing
it. This is happening right now. We're going to, basically, I've decided we have microphones, and we're going to bitch for the next half hour about tipping. How do you like that?
All right. I'm ready for it.
This is totally going.
But in all fairness, because it is so ingrained in our culture, I never really thought about it. Let me take a step back. I did think about it in the sense of like going to mostly Asian restaurants.
Yeah.
It's not like an expectation of sorts, right?
I get it. Even in America,
because
they're so Asian.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
And then when Trent and I first started dating, so this was like 20 years ago, and he would tip. I'm like, why'd you leave money?
He's
like, because you're supposed to tip. Him thinking, ooh, I'm doing a good deed. I'm leaving a good tip.
Yeah, I'm showing off for my girlfriend.
Judged him. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, white boy.
Because again, Whitey. Culturally, we don't tip.
Right.
So,
but in his defense, did he know he was in a serious Asian restaurant, or did he think he was
in an American restaurant? No, it wasn't even an Asian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
It was an American restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And I judged him for leaving a tip.
Oh, gotcha.
In a restaurant, period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
that's a you thing.
So I do think that it's going to be a fascinating episode. That to say.
No, I always do the Jedi. Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again. So here's official title, right? The guilt screen.
The guilt screen.
The guilt screen. How America turned gratitude into a transaction. Because I mean, basically now we're stuck tipping 20% for like absolutely everything, and they make us feel right? All the servers and the establishments make us feel like we have to, or we're bad people. And
I'm going to start doing 10%.
Well, I think we should talk about that.
I think
we should talk about when to do 10 and when to do 20 and when, like all those things.
Well, there used to be a rule on like when you would do it.
Uh-huh.
But now I just feel it's an assumed 20, end of story.
So I did some research. I have a little bit.
Okay.
I have some nuggets on when that all happened.
All right.
Because you are absolutely correct. There was a specific time.
Oh.
Two times that it shifted.
Right.
It's very interesting.
All right. Well, word of the week. We got it last week. So
word
here
of the
we
week
are.
We did. We're back on track.
Gotta keep the ball rolling.
We are back on track, and you are going to love this word of the week. Okay.
It's falafel. Like,
no.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I'm just kidding. That would be so good. Okay. word of the week this week, don't laugh, is louche. Louche. Yes. Yes. Spelled like douche.
Wow.
Louche. L-O-U-C-H-E. Yes. That's happening. It's an adjective. I mean, douche is a noun, but louche is an adjective. It means disreputable or sordid, like in a way that's still somehow charming. Okay. It comes from the French word louche, which literally means cross-eyed. The original idea being that a louche person can't quite look you straight in the eye.
Okay.
Something sort of off, sort of sideways,
okay.
Not sophisticated, but somehow still intriguing enough, Amanda, not to look away. Right? Louche.
It's kind of like when there's like a car accident or a wreck.
Yes.
It's very louche.
Yes, very louche. Yeah, very specific word. You're right. This one's going to be hard. Like kind of like a backhanded compliment, but not a backhanded compliment.
But kind of.
Same kind of weird thing. Yeah.
Look like a cross-eyed person, but I'm still.
Right.
But not.
Here we go. Right.
All right. Well, we're talking about tipping. So where are we starting? Is there a history of tipping? Like where it came from? Why it's here?
We're going to do history. We're going to do history. We'll kind of buzz through it fast. Because I mean, all people want to really hear about is like, what's our philosophy on tipping? And like, do we think, what should we do here in America? Right? So like, we'll get to the argument.
Is it an American thing?
It's totally American thing. It's only an American thing.
Only.
I mean, there are a few other places, but okay. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Like America, Canada, a little bit of Mexico.
Did it go there because it started in America?
Yeah. Yep. It didn't start in America. It started in Europe, actually. Yeah, so let's just do history quick. Yeah, yeah, okay. I thought it was American. It's not. Britain, 16th, 17th century England, to be exact. Medieval times, yeah. So the theory is, most historians are disagreeing on this. This isn't like all perfect. This is a theory. But like the most accepted version of the story is in taverns, where people used to get hammered, obviously. Customers would give a little extra change straight to the servers before they got their drinks. Because they wanted to make sure they'd get them fast.
Like faster. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So they incentivized them.
Yes, absolutely. So there was just these little boxes on the tables that had the letters on them, actually, TIP. Do you know what TIP stands for? Tip?
No. Like TIF would be like tits and face, but I can't.
Whoa. Wow, no. To ensure promptness.
That's amazing.
To ensure promptness.
That's so smart.
Whatever. I don't know. It's debated.
I'm not ensured promptness today. Why don't I got a tip?
It's
genius, but like...
That was historical content. I'm giving you history.
I know, but now it's all mad.
We'll get to...
Now right, I'm mad.
Well, apparently we know where Amanda lies on this whole side of the debate, right? So here we go. To be official, the meaning of tip is debatable. I'm not going to lie. But the idea of giving extra money for service started in England somewhere around late 1600s, medieval times. Okay, so then it moves to America naturally, right? 13 colonies, duh.
Comes
right?
over. Okay, yeah. Sure,
British
sure.
British people start sailing America. All these rich people sailing back and forth and subsequently deciding to stay.
It was a thing back in like the 1600s.
Yes, 1700s. That's how it's... Yes.
Rooted in American. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then tipping really started catching on over here somewhere around the early 1800s because we wanted to look sophisticated, keep up with the British. Yep. So here we are. And it goes on that way, super simple for like all the way till sort of post-Civil War. Okay. So where are we? Like 1870, we're going to call it. Reconstruction era. To be sophisticated, anybody paying attention? The Reconstruction era. That's when all the American businesses were making all the money, literally restructuring America because, you know, they blew up all the shit during the Civil War. So we're like redoing railroads. We're like fixing everything, restaurants, everything's got to come back up. And they get this genius idea. Hey, all these people that are now trying to work are slaves anyway, or were slaves, right? We don't need to pay them shit. So why don't we just save all that money and subsidize it by telling America, you have to pay these people. So tipping starts happening, a way to sort of not pay quote unquote, free slaves.
That would make sense to me, as to where tip came. Employers didn't want to pay for it, so they passed it on down.
Yeah, and somehow this is the system that we accepted all the way back in the 1870s, and here we are.
Okay, here we are. Angry at life.
Yes. So that's America. So then we get to like the 1900s, and actually, believe it or not, Amanda, there was a massive anti-tipping movement.
Yeah,
They were trying to get rid. Listen to you. They were trying to get rid of it. I looked this up. Like six states got together, and they were like, "No. This is degrading for workers. Like we're stopping this whole thing." There was a whole book in 1916 called "The Itching Palm," which is about how tipping was already corrupting American values. So Washington, Mississippi, Arkansas, Iowa, maybe a few other ones, they all get together. But then what happens in 1918? Prohibition. And all the restaurants can't serve alcohol anymore. And so their margins take a shit. And all of a sudden, tips start mattering a lot more. So they just picked the worst time in history to anti-tip. Because if it would have been any other time...
We would have no tips.
We would have no tips.
Would be great. How do we start this again?
We did this stupid prohibition thing and then repealed the damn thing. But tipping stayed the whole time.
Well, and it's now crazy. So how did we get here from prohibition time?
It was a lot of drinks, a lot of alcohol. That's what got us here.
Well, fair.
No, it's insane. I agree. And we'll get to like the whole how it increased so much in a second here. So it goes on the whole 20th century. You went to a restaurant, you tipped your waiter, maybe a taxi driver, 15%. Pretty generous, by the way. Usually it was 10% back then. Everybody was fine. Two things happen post 2000, like year 2000. Everything Y2K. Blew up. Dun, dun, dun. So I said at the beginning, first one, iPad. I know it seems innocuous enough. Like iPad, Peter, what are you talking about? Because now places... had a way to shove shit in our face. So Square and Toast, you know those software platforms, they come along, point of sale. POS. So now, like...
Piece of...
Right.
Just kidding.
That's pretty funny. No, so it's like good on them, but also like super sneaky to the American public, let's be honest, because they put the tip prompt thing in front of you now before you walk away. That wasn't happening before. Before, it was a whole like system. You got a paper receipt. Right. You sat at the table. You filled the tip out after the meal. You thought about it. It was private. Nobody was watching you. It was completely different back then. You had time to decide if
you had to work for your tip.
And then, but you had time to decide if you liked the service. Now they just shove it right in front of your face. Like, I have a friend. I go to this restaurant regularly in Chino for lunch, and he's a server. And it's a running joke between him and I. As soon as he hands it to me, I'm like, nope, the machine, put it down. I'm like, walk away and put it down. And he's like, no, I won't look. I won't look. I'm like, I don't care if you look or not. You could totally tell where my finger's going. This is absolute bullshit. Walk away. And we jostle with each other. We like screw around with each other.
You banter.
Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, he's having fun with it. But it's absolutely asinine. And he tells me it is absolutely the most uncomfortable part of his job all the time is to shove that stupid thing in front of somebody's face and stand there. He hates it.
Why can't they leave it?
They're technically not supposed to leave it. I mean, maybe they don't have enough of them. I don't know. Whatever.
Clearly you get heated about this.
I am heated about it. You're not uncomfortable when they stare at you?
I mean, no.
Does it?
I don't go back to places that like reoccurring. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay,
the server's not going to know.
Fine, I'm going to ask you a question though.
Yes, go ahead.
When they shove that in front of you, do you feel obligated to do something different?
No, I don't.
Okay, then you are one in a billion.
No, I was just raised culturally different where like,
are you telling me that all the Asians in America don't tip?
No, I don't know, but.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Where. It wasn't expected.
But you're saying that's a cultural thing then?
Yeah.
So after this many years of living in Orange County,
I'm still judgy about
so
my
you
tip.
Literally have, okay, so I'm, okay.
Like I'm the person that if you charge me the 18% and I don't feel like we got 18%,
yeah.
I will ask people to change it.
Okay. All right, well, good for you. Then I need to be more like you because I would say, so there's actually a psychological phenomenon.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, there's research on all of this where people feel bad, right? So good on you. You've bucked the system. Studies show that when that screen faces a customer, and it's certainly me, absolutely, and the employee is there, tips go up like 20 or 30% to when you fill it out completely privately on your own.
Yeah, so public like, shame.
Think about that for a second. So if you were going to tip $10, 20 or 30% more, like that's another $2 or $3,
yeah.
Right? Because you have somebody in front of you. It's pressure. It's totally bullshit. Okay, the second thing that happened. Are you ready to hear the second thing?
Call you out.
Huh?
You're just worried they're going to call you out.
Maybe I'm just a white loser. What do you want me to say? I don't know. Maybe I need more of you. Okay. What's the second thing? You totally know the second thing.
I do?
What is it? Yes, you know the second thing. COVID. COVID changed everything, right? So all the restaurants start dying. People felt guilty. Remember, support your local restaurant, right?
Yeah.
So that whole thing. So then everybody's risking their lives to give you food. And so all the takeout, you started tipping on takeout. I started tipping on takeout like crazy because right, you had to. So nobody really talks about it or anything. But that is absolutely the moment when we moved from 15 to 18%. Super quiet, done and done. And then, of course, 20% became the new 18% and so on and so forth. We never went back. That's it. COVID reset the baseline. Toast, Square, the software packages, the iPad took advantage of it, shoved it in our face, and literally you have to go find the custom tip button.
Yeah, the other.
Mm-hmm. And when you find the custom tip button, don't even get me started, when you find the custom tip button, it's insane because then you have to do the math right in front. Then you're there for another hour trying to figure out all the math. Like, oh my God, okay.
That's how you just do 10% across the board.
Yeah, you know the whole-
Through the decimal point.
In business, you heard scope creep.
Yeah,
creep. Oh, I got to charge you more for it. This is tip creep.
Yeah,
I'm on your bandwagon right now. I think it's tip. Can we coin that term? Like, is that TM? Can we TM tip creep?
Know.
I don't know if that's a thing or not, but I'm just telling you. I literally think at some point here shortly, I'm going to be like at Vons.
And there's going to be a tip for the cashier.
For the grocery bagger. sorry, bagged your groceries for you. Yeah. No shit. Right. Like.
Well, and here's my biggest thing is that, like, we get hired to do a job. I don't get tipped in my job. I got to do my job. Is what I signed up to do.
No. I understand that, but like, we can't piss off anybody in the hospitality space. It's bullshit because there are awesome people that do awesome stuff that go above and beyond.
But there's an expectation now, and that's I think where my issue lies.
Yeah.
Because now that there's this expectation that it's at least 18%, at least 20%.
Okay, so sorry, I got to.
Because
make sure.
I need a fair living wage.
I hear you. No, I'm with you. I'm going to separate something to make it really clear for everybody. So I'm just pissed and arguing about the idea of shoving the damn iPad in my face. Like at the bagel store when they've done just their regular job.
Yeah.
Nobody's gone above and beyond. No one made sure I didn't see them do something specific or special, right? You go get a coffee at a coffee shop. All they're doing is putting that's their job. You go to a restaurant and there's a server who's taking good care of you.
Well, that's a different story.
I'm separating the idea of the iPad than everything else. So servers don't get pissed at me. Hospitality people don't get pissed at me.
But I would argue that this also all started with the like bagels and the quick service institutions with Starbucks. Because it was like, tip your barista. They made your coffee.
Right.
I thought that was their job.
iPad. Yes. I mean, yes, you could argue like franchises, but it's all iPad. Up until the iPad, there was no point of sale platform they could put in your face. Nothing.
Right. And it was cash based, based off of. Right.
But you got to do all of that afterwards. You got to decide afterwards. So even the tip jar, you could decide, right? Like it's completely bonkers. All right. Can we debate? Are we ready to debate?
I think we were already debating.
Even if we're already on the same side, I don't even know. Okay. So instead of doing the we hate tipping, we like tipping. I don't want to do that. I'm going to do the two defendable positions. And then we're going to just like debate the defendable positions. Okay.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Here we are. So side A. Tipping sucks. It's broken. Should be totally abolished. Restaurants should finally just pay the living wage. Put it in the menu price. End of story. Literally, that's what every other country does. No other country is broken. It's working, right? Like economists, a lot of them in America are absolutely arguing that's exactly what we should be doing. Famous restaurateurs are starting to do that whole thing.
I love that.
No tipping experiments. That's the whole thing. Because the argument is tipping is totally arbitrary. It's totally biased. There's absolute research that total data. Tips correlate with the attractiveness of the server, which totally sucks. The race of the server, whether you're a man or a woman, all of this plays in to if you're getting a tip or not, which is total bullshit and has zero to do with service. So that's one side. Okay, the other side is don't mess with tips. Leave everything alone. Every time someone tries to go no tip and build it into the menu price, all the good servers decide to leave and abandon the whole industry because they want their commission. Like that's how, like good servers at busy restaurants make real money. It's a real job. So if you flatten everybody out to hourly, you've basically just told your best employee who does everything.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter. Your hustle, your care, your concern, all of that doesn't matter. So you can argue, there's an argument on this side where like tipping creates accountability. Of course, it's an absolute financial incentive to do good at your job. No tip, no incentive, right? And then you have the customer side of it, of course, where like there are times when you've gone out, I'm sure you've gone to a restaurant and you've had excellent service. And you're like, no. I want to personally have a human interaction with someone and show them that I am respecting what they do. I've had a few of those where you're like, these people are awesome.
But that's so where there I is think a human capacity from, there, right?
Yeah. So I don't know, where do you, obviously you're sort of anti-tipping. Are you like, let's go with what the economists are saying and let's get rid of all this thing, pay everyone a living wage and see what happens? Like break the system in America?
I think it's hard because, you know, it did experience that. That's the argument in Australia, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say service is not the same as it is in America.
Worse or better?
It's worse, I would say.
But they're all getting paid living wage in Australia.
They are. Yes, so they don't care as much, yep. right? They don't have to make you happy, et cetera, et cetera. So I do understand the motivation behind tipping, but I think as a culture, we've gotten so numb to it that even servers are comfortable and cushy knowing, oh, I'm going to get 20%.
Anyway.
And so it doesn't matter what I do.
So we've dumbed it down anyway.
Right.
So we're serving like we're in Australia, but they're getting the extra. So I'm on that side of the argument. I'm literally on side A, which is, blow the whole system up. We will reset a baseline. I understand what you're saying, which is like, well, then service is going to change. Got it. But then service is going to change for everyone.
Yeah.
And so I'll just get used to the fact that service is changing for everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm all for building it into the price of the meal. I'm not saying I want to save money.
But I can see why restaurateurs don't want that though, because they're like, well, now my meal looks so expensive because I'm paying X amount and blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing.
What?
That is then your choice. That is then your choice to go out and spend that at that place or not. You know, I mean, at some point in time, we got to stop passing the buck is all I'm saying.
Were you ever in the service industry?
Yes.
Okay, I was not. So I probably don't get to talk on this subject. This is not okay. But I think if I was in the service industry, I would want to hustle. Like, it's just my nature. It's what I would want to do.
Right. But again, it rewards, I mean, the tipping side does reward that attitude.
But it can
right?
still happen.
Even
if you have the other way, even if you go to flatten the whole thing, you can still get
You
your
can
hustle.
Still have an option, a line of additional tip or
Absolutely.
Like whatever,
and
right?
And people will do it.
Yeah.
If you hustle.
And I think part, again, I think it's going back to how it originally started. What was it? Your little acronym? It was a...
To ensure promptness.
Yes. There
right.
you go. And,
yeah.
and I
like
feel
that happens.
Like if we base our tipping
Like that
off
happens
of that,
here in America. Sorry.
Sometimes. If a good server. But I mean, like, if that's the case, then I do feel like it's warranted, right? If the server goes above and beyond
yes.
what their already job description is.
Right. So here's the thing is we all have different ideas of what servers' job descriptions are because we're all entitled differently. If I see someone in a restaurant and it's crowded and it's super busy and I see them working their ass off and they don't get to me and it's really hard and they're trying to be polite, that's not their fault. It's the establishment's fault for not managing the staff.
Right, but that's why they should also have a living wage.
Yes.
So that way
right.
that takes care of that.
Right. But what I am at the point where I think 80% of people in the service industry are not hustling.
Probably.
I mean I'm being an asshole. I don't know what to say. If I get canceled, I get canceled.
But like, I think that was also after COVID.
Right.
Like that's absolutely. Transition.
It was a weird ass transition. Everybody realized what the new normal was, and so they're all signing up for it. And it's like and I don't need people hustling like sweating it out. I don't need that. I don't. I'm not trying to be entitled.
It's just a little bit of attention.
Literally. Even if they can say, hey, I know I haven't gotten to you yet. I'm sorry. I recognize mm-hmm. that. I'll be with you. Do you know how much time they buy with me? A lot of time.
Right.
Because they just paid attention. That's it.
But I also, yes, 100%. But I also feel like in our today's society with all of our fancy cocktails and drinks and all buying expense, we base it off of a total number. And then we also base it after tax, which I have an issue with. That's a whole soapbox
I don't base thing. It after tax.
But when they calculate your percentage, it's always after tax.
You do? Okay. So
the
you know how you said
gratuity,
you, do you
the
know,
automatic gratuity.
I'm with you. But do you know how you said you have no problem tipping 10% if that's what you think? I have absolutely no problem adjusting any tip to pull tax out.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
So dumb.
That is not what you're getting.
Right.
No,
but
I'm not playing.
It's always included
after
tax.
I am blessed to know enough math and can do it so fast in my head. Most people don't. They're left confused.
So now
you're
25% tipping versus,
Which is absolute horse shit.
And then when you order drinks at a table or you order a bottle of wine, and I'm like, listen, I'm getting penalized for spending money at a restaurant.
Can we do all the nuances then? Can we do all what you're bringing up right now?
Okay,
I think that's a good thing we should just talk about.
Okay, so
do you tip on tax?
No.
You don't? Okay, I don't either. Okay, got it. Yes, I changed the math. Okay, what are you saying? Bottle of wine? What was your idea? Give me your idea.
If you buy a drink, if I bought just a regular house wine, right? $14 for a glass.
Yeah.
But I buy a full bottle and the bottle is $100.
Yes.
Why am I paying now for four glasses $100?
Yeah.
Versus
two arguments there. So I'm with you. I'm with you, but I do have a little bit of an argument there.
Okay.
So one of the arguments is food and alcohol for me, this one's hard, but I'm with you. If four people at the table get four drinks and the server has to take those orders, bring them back to the bartender, make sure all the drinks are right, get them out to the table, check on each one of them, remember sort of which drink each of you ordered, ask if you want another one. To me, that's worth the same amount as food because it's a complex drink thing. But to your point of you order a $100 bottle of wine instead of a $20 bottle of wine, and it's, all you're doing is popping the cork and pouring. No, I'm done. I'm out. So if I order a $100 bottle of wine, I absolutely discount that.
You take it off the total.
So if I have $50 worth of food and I have $100 worth of wine because it's one bottle of wine, I'll tip the 18 or 20% on the $50. I will only tip 10% on the $100 bottle of wine. I do tip 10. And again, I will say this is what's so stupid. I know this sounds like I'm an ego freak. I'm fast at estimating. It doesn't feel uncomfortable for me, figure it out quick. But if I was in a situation where I was on a date with somebody or I was feeling uncomfortable, I'd feel pressure.
Yeah.
But because I can do it fast enough, I don't. And I totally don't. What do you do with the $100 bottle of wine? Do you tip it or do you tip?
My husband usually takes care of it and he's very generous and tips on the whole thing.
So I used to. I probably only changed that.
Because
at COVID, that's when
thing,
I changed
though.
It.
But here's it's, and I think even a step further, right?
Yeah.
I think it's hard for me when you're just pouring my drink, right? If I'm getting a beer and you're just, pulling a handle or you're taking out a wine and just pouring the wine, right? You're not making a cocktail. You're not doing much for it.
Yeah.
I feel like that, it used to be where like a dollar a drink or $2 a drink is what you would tip.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And so now it's not. It's a percentage.
Right.
And so I have an issue
Right, because
there.
That beer is $20. So 20% on $20, you just tip $4 for that beer.
But it's like...
Yeah. Instead of a
you
dollar.
You just poured it.
I understand. Yeah.
But also with food. I understand fish is more expensive than chicken.
Right.
Is the preparation that much different? Sure. I guess one would argue, but not really.
Oso buco,
I buy your fish special that is, $75 and the chicken was
$40. Yeah.
Well, now I'm spending
But my argument is you just went into that restaurant. You generally knew the prices in that restaurant. So you just got to deal with
that. But that's what I'm saying though, is that it should, if it was all included in the price of whatever you purchased, right? And it's in the living wage. Well, now we're having an argument over just service.
Right.
Now I'm going to tip you for the service
that's what you're trying
above
to drive
and beyond
to. Yeah.
that you provided.
I got you. No, I'm with you. Okay, what about takeout? Do you still tip for takeout?
Don't.
You don't.
Mm-mm.
I will when I know it's a family restaurant and I frequent it regularly, I will tip for takeout. If it's a chain, I don't.
Mm.
No, not at all. DoorDash? Uber Eats?
I do.
Like what? Like whatever, like? 18%. Like it's, they do 18, 22, 25 or whatever.
I guess, you know what I feel about Uber Eats is a little different, is because they are going from one place to another, pick up my food to bring it to me for convenience. And so that one, I'm a little more generous.
So me too. I think the same thing. They're doing real work.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same as pizza delivery, like what, 20 years ago.
Right.
You felt good tipping. Somebody's bringing you your damn food. So I'm completely, okay. Outside of restaurants. Can I go outside of restaurants?
Sure.
Anything else in restaurants?
No.
That I missed?
Yeah.
Okay. Housekeeping at hotels.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, and so I would argue those are the best people in the world, and they get shit on the most. And so I totally do. The problem is you need cash, and a lot of people don't carry cash.
And that's probably why, yeah, that you don't think about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I try to, so it depends on, I generally try to leave $5 a night.
Like, oh, okay.
But like, it's hard because you have to remember to have cash because you can't Venmo them or whatever. Like, some places, I think a few places are now starting to put Venmo where it goes to like a service, you know, whatever thing, but whatever. Valet.
I know we're supposed to. So by social pressure, I do. I do get really irritated because I'm like, again, this is your job.
Yeah. 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 I would say this. I know. And valets.
You're getting my car. Yeah. That is the sole purpose of your job.
I know. And valets, period. I mean, they're like bellhops. Do you do bellhops? Concierge?
Well,
concierge servers?
Like, if they are lifting my luggage and like, that's the extra, right? Because as a bellhop, you're there to help, like, push my car, bring me a car, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're picking up my luggage, taking it to my room, taking it off the cart for me and putting it in, okay, that's extra.
What are you giving, like, valet, what do you do? Are you you're $5 at least? $10? I mean, like, what are you doing? You're not doing dollar bills. Not anymore, are you?
No, I don't. I usually have dollar bills.
So you do have dollar bills.
No, I don't.
You don't.
It's usually like five.
Five or
like
$10. Right, exactly. Right. Which can add up. Because especially if you're staying at a hotel or something, you go, you're like, I'm getting my car. So a lot of times I'm staying at a hotel. Like, remember when we were in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Together, we stayed at the hotel. I just tipped the guy at the end.
Yeah.
I probably picked up that car 100 times. Because I asked him. And I actually went up to him and I said, hey, how do these guys get, like, well, we have a pool of money that I'm like, beautiful. So I just made sure it was like whatever it was, $30 a day.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, here's $90 or however many nights I stayed
there.
That's
very nice of
you. Yeah. Because otherwise you're like figuring out, doling out cash.
And it's hard because sometimes you have to pay for parking too. So I'm paying for parking, but now I'm paying for somebody to get my car back to me even though I paid for parking and I get that doesn't go to them. So I really think it comes back to the employer, right? And how they're employing these people. And I get it, it's a service industry.
Yeah, no, the employer has found a way in America to push costs onto us.
Right.
And other countries don't do it. And I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Okay. What about people who do work on your house?
That's happening right now.
Right.
And I feel real guilty. So I feel like I should.
Like, like, you have a general contract?
Is
big
it,
work?
Well, they're painting. So we're getting our house painted.
Oh, I don't tip my painters.
No.
I wouldn't tip a painter.
Okay.
But like, I would tip. Like a mover, like I would tip somebody who came over like one time. Like if a painter's there, that's a huge deal. I mean, they're there for a week,
well,
2 weeks. I'm talking about if like your garage door breaks and somebody comes over, or like your.
But why?
Because the money is going to the company.
They get paid. That's their job.
Okay.
Versus somebody who's out in your house.
Do you tip
a week?
Your gardener?
I don't have a gardener.
Okay, I have a gardener, and number one, if I see it's a hot day, number one, I'm bringing them water all the time.
Right.
Like, oh, you want water or whatever. And then I always make sure at least annually they get something. They're sort of taking care of, they're checking in. Again, it depends. If they don't check in on me ever,
that's
fine.
Like when you get something annually, that's kind of like an end of the year bonus or a Christmas gift, right?
Okay.
Or something,
well,
right?
I call that a tip still.
But like, I feel like it's harder when, again, people are doing their jobs. But now in the service industry, it's now become an expectation. Oh, you need to tip me.
Okay,
I'm
so
serving you.
But these people aren't asking for tip. None of these people are asking for tip. Movers aren't asking for tips.
Like, oh, a whole. I'm not saying they're asking for it, but like we as Americans have created it as an expectation.
Yes.
Right.
I
and
got
maybe
it.
They're not asking for it, but like it's that underlying. That's why you feel bad when you don't tip.
I don't feel bad for anybody that comes to my house if they're courteous and conscientious. And careful. Oh my God, a bunch of C's, right? Or culture,
you
chaos,
like
and curiosity.
Liberation.
I definitely like, I like my C's. No, I like when people don't bring it up, but still do good work, and then I will give them something. But again, you need cash.
But, and even when instances you don't, like when I go to the salon, I get my nails done.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what do you do for mani pedi? I don't know. I don't even go. I've never gone in my life.
Well, and,
what do you do?
And so I do, only because again, it's that
social norm. You have to.
Well, and they probably don't get paid well, and so I will default back that everyone should just get paid what they should get paid. And
at the risk of getting completely canceled right now, most salons have a lot of folks that are of Asian descent, and you just said that culture does not tip. So why do many petty places expect tips if that's where they're like? they've just sort of assimilated into America.
Now they're serving mostly white women.
Oh shit!
I don't know.
So when you walk in, they're like, "Don't take her! Don't take her! She won't
take me." Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
But yeah.
Okay, but you tip in Manny Petties.
I do, because again, I feel bad that they aren't maybe making enough.
Okay, wait. I have a question though. If you're manicurist, is that what they're called? Manicurist?
Yeah, yeah.
What if they're like kind of louche? What if they like aren't really that nice to you, but like,
oh, I see.
They're sort of charming. Uh-huh. Like, would you still say, thank you very much.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah. Anybody who's louche, I don't think they're going to get them. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, but socially we're supposed to.
Okay. Whatever.
Is it time for fun facts?
No, not fun facts yet. Wait. Did we get through everything? I wish we had like a call. This would be a good episode for like,
call in,
right? Yeah. Because then they could riff more and give us more. Like, what about this one? What about that?
I do have a question. So I brought up Australia and like how they tip or how they don't tip, I should say. What's the norm? Because you said that this all came.
Oh, dude,
from,
I have internet. Like, we could, let's do that. I did a little international research so we could be sort of sophisticated, right?
Let's go.
But it's quick. It's not okay. Okay, I got like a few of these. France. We're gonna do France first. Yep. France is interesting. Okay, so. There's a service charge in France called service compris. I don't know how to say that. Service compris. Sorry, Eric, I butchered that whole thing. They usually include it with the bill. And on top of that, if you want to leave like a little extra small change, you can if you're particularly happy. But like change, like literally the change in your pocket, not like anything else. No. Right. Okay. Italy, similar to France, they call it coperto. Coperto? A cover charge.
Okay.
And then you can leave it a little extra. So same, nothing big. Germany. Germany's easy. Round up to the nearest euro, apparently. I looked up that. Whether I'm right or wrong, I don't know, people. I'm just looking up all this stuff.
Check his facts.
Yeah. Check the facts out, right? You actually say something in German. I don't know how to say it. Stimmitzo, which basically means keep the change. Stimmitzo. And you hand it to them so they know, right? It's none of this bullshit that we do where it's like all behind the scenes. Yeah. Australia, to your point, they pay their servers normal living wage, higher than the U.S., tipping exists, but super optional, 10%. Like, if you really love service, that'd be like the best. I would argue that's probably the best model, I would think, but you sort of said service isn't as good. Yeah. I've not been to Australia, so I don't know. But like model-wise in my brain, if you were like, how should we do this? I would think you would try Australia's
model. Well, and I feel like California is the most like similar to that because we do have the highest minimum wage, right?
It's stupid.
And so, I mean, it's still, whether or not it's low or high, I mean.
It's $17 almost, for crying out loud.
But we've now made being a server a career, which I know in like some restaurants, fine dining, that is what is definitely necessary. Yep. But
well, people could live off of it before. So we're trying to not lose that. That's the whole concept.
Yeah.
You remember Iceland? I looked up Iceland just because we did our episode on Iceland.
Okay.
I thought that would be kind of fun, right?
Super random.
So if you haven't listened to our Iceland episode, it was a totally fun episode. It's wild. There's a bunch of interesting facts. Yeah. So in Iceland, which by the way, has some of the best restaurants I've ever read about. I haven't been there yet. I had the whole thing planned and then pivoted randomly to Norway. What is that all about? I got to go to Iceland. Okay. No tipping.
Okay.
None. Zilch. Zero. Same with Spain, England, Portugal. All the other European nations, none.
How about Asian? Because I only know my own experience.
Why don't you go ahead?
I don't know.
Let us know what they do and all the. I only know Japan.
Oh, okay.
Only Japan. Japan, no tip. They consider it super rude. Yes. Apparently, it is a matter of what they call professional pride, which is something you could get behind.
We should not go and be like Australia. We should be like the Japanese.
If you tip someone, apparently they didn't do their job right. So you're giving them charity. If you're tipping them, you're giving them charity. They didn't do it right. I feel bad for you.
Because we are proud people.
You're not Japanese. You're making it sound like you're not even close to Japanese. That's a whole other country.
It is, but the Japanese are very proud people. Okay, like they take pride in their work.
But then you're arguing that I could pretend I'm also Canadian. You could pretend I'm also Mexican because I'm in North America. You can't claim you're Japanese.
I didn't claim I was Japanese.
You said you were like my people. You sort of my people did right there. That was kind of bullshit.
They're proud people?
Okay, whatever. You said my people.
I thought I said they're proud people, but maybe I said my people.
I don't know. I'll have to check
you
tape.
Will.
I'll check tape.
That they're proud people. Sorry.
Okay, got it.
I think we covered like all of...
We didn't cover Africa. I don't know Africa.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they tip in Africa? Do they have restaurants in Africa?
They do.
Did I say that out loud?
Don't say that.
Wow.
Don't say that.
My bad, yo.
I mean, there's a whole... We didn't cover Russia. We didn't cover a whole bunch of...
Yeah, that's true.
Eastern Europe. I mean...
No.
It's fine.
We didn't
do
East Timor.
We did good. Yeah, we did good.
Madagascar.
We tried our best.
Yeah.
B+.
Micronesia. Oh, there right? You go. Yeah. Sotawal.
Oh, we'll just like wow everyone else. Fun facts.
Fun facts. Here we go for tipping. Okay. My minimum wage.
Yeah.
Federal minimum wage. Number one. Here we go. For tipped workers in the United States. Do you know how much money it is?
No.
Federal minimum wage.
$14.
$2.13.
No, you're full of shit.
I am not full of shit.
Yes, you are.
I looked it up. $2.13. It has not changed since 1991. But 30 years.
What state has that in place?
$2.13 per hour. A lot of them. A lot of them still
have it. Well, I need to definitely make note of that because then in that case, I agree. 22%, 20% tipping, fine, have a good day.
I don't know the name of the states, but like 20 states are still using that.
Wow.
Like, California's insane. We've done away with
minimum wage. But see, like, so again, if that's the case, I do understand. Yeah. And I'm all happy. Go for it. I'll tip.
Right.
No questions asked.
Right.
But that's the argument for, I guess, making a minimum wage. That's also why California's one of the most expensive states.
Right. California, so Oregon, Washington. Yeah, yeah. All the West Coasters have figured this out. We're still doing okay. We do have a minimum wage and nobody died.
Yeah.
So it works. But yeah, no wonder. Like, it's
Alabama,
Mississippi, all these places. Like, what the fuck? Okay. Anyway, I couldn't believe that. I literally shit a brick. I like double checked to make sure I was right.
That's sad.
It's stupid. And don't get me wrong. There's a rule that if their tips don't equal up to $7.25 an hour, then they get subsidized. The restaurant has to pay them the difference. That's it. Up to $7.25.
Crazy.
I can't live off that. Okay. Number two, there's an actual, remember I said psychological term? There's a psychological term for this whole thing, the guilt. That guilt I feel.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's called social facilitation.
Yeah.
That's it. Social facilitation, meaning people change their behavior when they think they're being observed. Oh my God, I do that all the time. I live in a social facilitation bubble. Holy shit. So that's like real deliberate application of social psychology right in our faces to extract money from us.
Almost every day.
That's fucked up, Amanda. Okay, sorry. Number three, the highest single tip ever recorded. Want to take a guess? At least the highest one that like made the news. Any idea?
$50,000.
Oh my God, way too high. Some guy named Mikhail Sharif from Maryland.
Okay.
2021 left a tip of $16,000 on a $43 check.
Why?
I have an idea. Because go back to men versus women, attractiveness. I have an idea.
A little dessert on the side?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and finally, a Cornell University hospitality researcher, Michael Lynn, spent literally his life, decades, studying tipping behavior. Michael Lynn. You know what? We needed Michael Lynn on this show. That's what we needed.
Should have.
Right. Found out that some things servers do to increase tips have absolutely nothing to do with service. None. Zero. Okay, you ready for these? Write a smiley face on the check.
Oh, dude, if someone writes thank you on my check, I will usually tip more.
Right. Giving the customer a piece of candy, introducing yourself by name, squatting down to make eye contact at table level instead of standing over you. Anybody who squats to make eye contact, I'm in. Touching the customer lightly on the shoulder. Wow, look at that. Inappropriate touching. Touching a customer lightly on the shoulder. All of these measurably, our boy Michael Lynn said, measurably increase the tip. The food is the same. The service is the same. The smiley face, a piece of hard candy. And suddenly you're tipping 22%.
Huh.
That is absolute bullshit. We are totally irrational. Irrational when it comes to tipping.
Or we
and that
just
is my whole problem.
Crave connection.
Right.
So, and that's all about connection.
Either way. But
I see you, but
that has nothing to do with service.
Face.
And I'm arguing your point, which is, do away. Abolish. Abolish it.
Yeah.
Please. Okay. That's all I got.
All right,
fun facts out. I'm done.
To recap here.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm so pumped up.
You are.
I'm sweating. It's like I ran a marathon over here.
Angry.
Recap this shit.
So recap here. America has been paying servers in not all states, but most states, $2.13 since 1991.
Kill me now.
We haven't like reevaluated
that. For no reason, apparently.
The iPad screen is literally a psychology experiment being ran on us on real time.
George
and I feel like we fail
1984?
Every time.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All that pressure.
Yep.
Some guy in Maryland tipped $16,000.
We don't know why. We're speculating.
Dessert.
Right.
And apparently all it takes to get an extra 5% or so is to draw a smiley face, squat a little, touch someone on the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you remember when we went out to a restaurant? We were at wherever it was, your friend's place.
Craftsman?
Yeah. And I accidentally touched that server and my kids went bonkers.
Yeah.
Like
don't
I touched on the elbow. Don't touch her. Don't. Literally they're saying if servers touch me, I'm gonna
more. And you might actually.
That is crazy.
We probably would.
Holy shit.
That's you doing that.
That is so bullshit. No, I don't care. Okay, fine. Whatever.
All right. Well, if you want to learn more about tipping, what should we do?
What should you do? You should DM us on Instagram. We'll send you the fun facts and we'll give you the episode summary right in your inbox. Send us a note. We're happy to oblige. Okay. Actually, there's nothing really to do. This is tipping. What are you supposed to go do? So here's what I would say. Number one, I would say just keep talking to people. Like keep the argument going. And figuring out where you land on the argument. Because at some point there might be legislation. There might be something like you could really go do. Right.
Okay.
So I would say like, don't
Well, especially that $2 thing. That needs to,
and this
like,
is one of those arguments where you don't have to be angry with the other person about it. You could like be on both sides of the fence. It doesn't even matter. You're just sort of chatting about it to get more insight. So I would do that. And then the one thing I would recommend is go listen to an old NPR Throughline episode. It's called Land of the Fee, F-E-E, Land of the Fee. Kind of funny, right? They played it. Yeah, you can find it online. Same thing we just did. It's like a 50-minute episode, but it's like way more sophisticated. Gives you more history, not as chaotic, just sort of like really sort of goes through the details of it. So if you care to listen, great. Otherwise, just remember these details that seem sort of sophisticated. Here we go. One, tipping in America was never really about generosity. It started as a wage dodge for a post-slavery workforce, and it's been propped up by an industry that profits from not paying its workers. The fact that it also produces real moments of genuine human appreciation is true, but that part is almost incidental to how the system was designed. Number two, the guilt screen is not neutral. It's a calculated application of social pressure. There's a name for it. You are not being cheap for noticing it. You are paying attention. Keep paying attention. Three, the standard percentages, 15, 18, and 20% are not laws. They are norms that we invented, then raised after COVID, and can be questioned. Thank you to my co-host who questions it all the time. Good for you. We should all be like Amanda. Tip well for good service. Tip less on alcohol. Tip the people everybody forgets. Housekeepers, use your judgment. You're an adult. Figure it out. Four, the rest of the world has not collapsed because they don't tip 20%. Some of the best hospitality cultures in the world tip nothing and pay their workers properly. We have made a specific political and economic choice here in America, and we keep making it every time we hit the damn 20% button without thinking about why. I want to be clear. I'm not against tipping. I'm just making the point we should be more conscientious about it. And finally, the uncomfortable question, same as always on the show, we always have at least an uncomfortable question or two, isn't really about the tip at all. It's about what the tip is a stand-in for. We built a system that transfers the moral weight of paying workers off corporations onto individual consumers and customers like us, and then make us feel guilty when we push back on it. That's it.
Well, there you have it, dear listeners. Another week, another topic that turns out to be way bigger than what it looked like when we first started.
Kind of, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, a tipping. I didn't think it would be such a big deal, and here we are. I'm sweating.
I mean, we went from medieval Europe to an iPad guilt in about 30 minutes.
We did.
Which, honestly, that kind of feels right about for the
show. That clocks in right there for the show, right? Yeah, yeah.
So, if we did our job right today, hopefully we're not leaving you feeling guilty or coerced. We'd like to think we're leaving you with permission. Permission that the next time that the screen flips around and you're holding your card over the reader to, like, tap it, that you're going to take 1 second. Not to feel bad, but just to make an actual decision instead of it just being a reflex. Was it actually good service? Tip well. Was it a drip coffee handed to you over a counter? Nah, you decide. Did someone clean your hotel room and you never saw their face? Maybe leave $5 on the pillow. Write a little note. I mean, we promise.
Ooh,
it'll make their day.
The write a little note. I'm going to add write a little note. That was a good one.
That's recognition, right?
I like it.
Different than what people always do. So as always, if you like this episode, hit subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with that one friend who tips 20% on a cup of coffee and then complains they can't afford rent. Because maybe they shouldn't be tipping 20%. But, or not getting that coffee. But until next time, stay curious, stay generous when it counts, and remember, stop letting a touchscreen tell you who you are.
Preach it, sister.